Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Torn Down. This file is dangerous and tempting. It can very easily leave you influenced by my words, my suggestions, by my implications at a very deep level. Listening to this will make you susceptible to my words, even more so than you might think, because I am going to tear down your mind, your will, your consciousness, layer after layer. I will take it down until a blissful, blank, empty space remains. You have to be careful with this. Listening to this too often may leave you very vulnerable. No matter how strong the temptation gets, I want you to take care of your comfort. Make sure that you know what you're getting into. You're still listening. You're still here. You have an inkling of an idea of what's going to happen, and yet you chose to keep on following my words, my instructions. There will be different layers to this, even though the only one that matters right now is my presence. No matter how you perceive it, whether you feel my words, hear my voice, or even see my influence over you, it will affect you deeper. Let's start, I suppose, with one of the first layers, your thoughts, often busy with all kinds of things, distracted, fluttering about, struggling to keep yourself still for a moment, until now. These moments help. There is a wonderful, dangerous allure in this. There is a challenge waiting for you to participate. Do you think you are able to focus on me and only me right now? Take in every word. Increase your focus in every pause. That's right. And the more you feel that focus, concentrating in your mind, the easier it will become to listen, feel, see, observe what I'm doing to you. And that part of you that is aware, observant, it will slowly fade into the background as well. It will make way for my influence. As each moment of focus brings you deeper. Now you might have noticed that your body is adjusting. The focus allowing you to relax. In a way, a stillness settling on yourself, your mind, your body, your very consciousness. But we're not going to touch your consciousness just yet. For now, I'm simply going to pluck the final few thoughts out of your mind. You may feel them being pulled out, or maybe you remain blissfully unaware of the influence that each pluck takes another thought away from. They do say that ignorance is bliss, and when you become so wonderfully mindless, it is similar to ignorance. A blissful state of blankness that slowly spreads as your brain, your mind, your thoughts have been torn down. The next layer is your consciousness. There's no real strong separation between your consciousness and your unconscious. There's no real clear division when you are awake and when you are blank, when you drop in trance. To take your consciousness, I also have to pull your unconscious down deeper. There are many ways I can do this. Some concern, shifting, pulling, drifting, dropping, floating, falling, all of these things. And each of those words wills in existence a sensation. You don't have to imagine anything right now. The quiet slowly crumbles on the edges of your mind as your consciousness is torn down into silence. Circling, spiraling slowly towards the center. Waves of stillness and surrender that slowly swirl. It's so easy to forget the moment, how deep you can go with simple sensations, words that pull you in. It's so easy to bind, fall, float, drift, as even the observer slowly sinks into slumber. The sweet silence welcoming you in. The emptiness, the blankness. As the spiral slowly centers upon yourself, the wonderful unconscious creation, the foundation. Everyone's mind is built on simple ideas, simple concepts of self. It is where you know who you are. Where you know what is true. The foundation, the center, the very core of your being. I will simply say a word, and as soon as I say it, it will fall like the rest. It will drop like nothing else. Until all that remains is an empty, blank space. A drop. And here you can hear my words. Feel them affecting you. See them taking shape. Is where part of you listens, follows, sensitive to my suggestions, impacted by my influence. No matter how the rest of you is, this part of you, this core, this foundation, this sense of self, listens, sees, feels my influence. Even when you're awake again and all those layers are rebuilt, part of you can still feel this. See my influence deep inside, hear my words at a level you automatically absorb. Torn down with a deep draw, you listen to me, you hear me, you feel me, you see my influence. And after I wake you, after I go all the way back up again, I wonder if you'll even be aware of how deep this power goes. of course, after tearing down will be a build-up. And as we're slowly building your foundation back up, placing your sense of self back, those truths, each one of them a little improved. As you become more aware of who you are, more aware of what you are, you can more easily improve yourself to work and grow, and you can be proud of yourself. And slowly, as your unconscious observes the rebuilding, it can smile and see both the naughty and nice, the dark and light, everything that makes you, you working on the inside, until we're building up more and more, and you slowly return to an awareness as your consciousness returns, not quite awake yet, just sort of floating in a gentle, warm place. Without your mind and body, you're just a consciousness. And you can see yourself so clearly. Every part of you, you can accept and embrace it. And you'll remember what you need to, helping you grow, helping you improve. Slowly your mind is being rebuilt, thoughts returning, like little drops of ripples in a pond, strange sensations as ideas and fantasies return, the sensation of your body as well, becoming aware of your own breathing, of your posture. And before you know it, you'll be awake and fully rebuilt, maybe even a little better. But you also know deep inside what happened. You can feel the change in reaction to my voice. I'm sure you're going to have some good fun with that for quite some time. Wake and enjoy.